Madam Awilu Ocheang, Chairperson of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, Your Excellency Dr. Jane Aseng, Minister of Health of Uganda, Your Excellency Dr. Makwei Kang, Undersecretary of Livestock and Fisheries of South Sudan, Your Excellency Mr. Parson Duncan, Deputy Secretary General, Minister of Public Health of Thailand, Dr. Bruce Aiwal, Executive Director of WHO, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates, colleagues of FAO and WHO, ladies and gentlemen, it's a real pleasure to welcome all of you for the 39th session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. A special welcome to our new members, San Marino and South Sudan. The advent of the 23rd Agenda and its 17 Sustainable Development Goals makes the mandate of Codex even more important. The SDG 2, for example, is not only about ending hunger. It calls also for ending all forms of malnutrition and for promoting sustainable agricultural practices. Improvements in nutrition require relevant legislative frameworks for food safety and quality, as well as a special food system approach to foster healthy diets. Codex work on food labeling, for example, is fundamental as it has direct and immediate consequence for both consumers and trade. Consumer information on the label can also allow consumers to choose a better diet and help to decrease food waste, two important goals that we are pursuing. In December, we will organize here at FAO headquarters a symposium on nutrition in order to assess the progress in the implementation of the commitments agreed upon the second International Conference on Nutrition almost 2 years ago. I hope this event will help FAO and WHO and their member countries to move forward on determining how to achieve common nutrition goals. FAO and WHO also look forward to implementing actions within the recently launched Decade of Action on Nutrition. Ladies and gentlemen, we are facing the challenge of antimicrobiological resistance, AMR, which has become an ever-increasing threat to global public health. The causes of AMR are complex. The world needs more interconnected research and action in order to build a structure and a long-term strategy to address this global problem. FAO, WHO, and the Codex, together with the World Organization for Animal Health, OIE, are at the very heart of this challenge. I am very encouraged to see that AMR is prominent on our agenda this week, as you determine the measures you will take. Codex has already developed guidance for countries to assess the risk of AMR, reinforcing the scientific base for Codex tests on AMR is vital to ensure a credible and effective response I also look forward to seeing more capacity building in this area. This way, countries at all levels of development can prepare to participate in the collective effort to address AMR. Recently, G7 leaders that met in Japan have stressed that much more needs to be done regarding AMR. During the year's summit in Japan, they made an appeal for increasing global efforts in this area. Let me quote from their final communique. Good progress has been made to combat AMR, including the adoption of WHO and Global Action Plan on antimicrobiotic resistance. And relevant resolutions made by FAO and OEA. But more needs to be done. And I end the quote. This was in the final report of the G7 leaders. We really believe that we can do much more. And we intend to leverage its potential on AMR. I welcome and count on the support of member countries through voluntary contributions, either financial or in-kind. Let me tell you that it has been difficult to recruit and find well-trained people in this area. So secondments are most welcome. Let me also add and say that we in FAO, despite the resolution, did not ask for our contribution from our regular budget. We are spending almost $1 million yearly on AMR issue due to the time we allocate for this issue. Until now, we only receive contributions from 3 countries, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank them. UK, despite all difficulties UK are facing, the Netherlands and the US, that has been a very traditional and supportive donor, part of this One Health agenda that we have in common. Distinguished delegates, one of the many challenge areas where visionary action is necessary is ensuring access to sustainable producing animal protein. The international community is facing a growing demand in this area, and this is expected to increase even more in the next decades. I would like to invite this commission to consider how Codex could enhance its work regarding animal protein. In particular, how could Codex support the establishment of appropriate framework and standards reflecting all relevant concerns and interests to deal with this long-term challenge? The Commission could consider, in particular, the establishment of a committee on animal protein, given that other committees that dealt with this topic in the past have been abolished. And I give it an example of the Committee on Meat, abolished some years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, the Codex is an excellent example of the joint FAO and WHO collaboration regarding innovative, forward-looking scientific projects. In times of increasing public concern regarding food safety, the work of our joint expert committee is paramount of the work of the Codex. This committee must continue to perform independently, transparently, and at the highest level of expertise. However, it will not be possible to face current and unknown future challenges without adequate research. I call on members to reinforce their valuable support to CODEX. FAO continues to place great emphasis on CODEX. In difficult times of our budget, the CODEX budget is secure. Financial and unkind research are in place to ensure that CODEX can be a preeminent international standard-setting body for food safety. Today, I am more than happy to see that we are launching the second CODEX Trust Fund together with our partner WHO. I think you have the flyer in front of you. Between 2004 and 2015, the first CODEX Trust Fund supported nearly 3,500 people from developing countries to covering their expense to participate in CODEX meetings and in training course. It's our belief that by addressing developing countries in strengthening national food safety system, we will have stronger food safety and food security at the national level. Capacity building can also help in the question to obtain consensus. I am conscious of the importance of seeking consensus. But consensus is not a simple task. In any commission, given the large and highly diverse membership, we have to bear in mind that the Codex works in the interest of the whole world. Your standards are needed, and they need to be scientific-based. But timely decisions are fundamental. If CODEX delays to deliver, important sectors are affected. Let me make an appeal for you to consider new ways of speeding up the process of adoption of decisions and standards in CODEX. If we don't do that, we will lose ground for private standards that only benefit their own. Ladies and gentlemen, last November, during a meeting with the World Trade Organization Director General, Roberto Azevedo, I stressed the need to ensure fair trade of agriculture and food products through stronger FAO WTO cooperation. We agreed to cooperate to design and implement realistic and relevant capacity development programs and contribute to make the global trading system work in a fairer and more balanced way. I welcome the collaboration on trade and food safety with WTO and other international standard setting organization like OEE. I would like to conclude by thanking all those who support us in the effort to guarantee safe and nutritious food for all, as well as healthy and sustainable future for the planet. I wish you a productive week. Thank you for your attention.